So, my greetings to everybody, and now we continue on the. Last time we talked about the stanza number 13 of the 8th chapter on meditation, which is keep company with them and what will follow. Self-aggrandizement and scorn for others. Talk about the good things of samsara, every kind of vice is sure to come. So talking about getting too much attached and too much involved in the company of any kind of immature, completely samsaric beings. Now we are talking about reason why it's not very useful to be, you know, the pros and cons of getting too much attached to people. So therefore, you know, it is not wise to expect lots of good things from very, very samsaric people. So therefore, you know, you should have compassion, you should love them, you should be kind to them. You want to help them, you should help them, but not get too much attached, not expect almost nothing from them. Because if you do, then we get disappointed, because it is often that what you expect will not happen. And then you will, your mind will be very deeply disturbed, and lots of suffering, pain, problem, and lots of negative emotions, and create lots of problems for yourself and create lots of problems for others. That's why, in conclusion, says that only ruin can result from such a link between myself and others. Too much expectation, too much attachment to the people would bring lots of disturbance in you, and might create permanent damage for yourself, and also because of your negative emotion is aroused, and you get into lots of samsaric habits and inclinations and, you know, activities. So you might also bring harm to them. So therefore, you know, too much attachment to them could be bringing not good result, but bad results, so ruin for both of us. For they will bring no benefit for me, to me, and I in turn can do them nothing good. This is not saying that, you know, I should not try to help, try to do something good. I can do, but if I'm attached, and if I have too much attachment, too much expectation, then it could not be a good thing for both of us. So when we have this understanding, you know, when we have this understanding, what in Tibetan. Tetar dotu yentemba tene pongal jarasi. Techo dotu masila dotu tetu minjuris. Sili tori sholasa. This is the first stanza of next. First line of the next stanza. Therefore flee the company of childish people, it says. So when we understand this, then what happens is that, you know, you become more stable, not easily wavered by the reactions of other people. So therefore, you know, even if you are not, you know, you are staying in the same environment, same society, same community, their, you know, actions and reactions cannot shatter your, you know, or waver your state of mind, and therefore you can remain stable. And that kind of stability is extremely necessary if you want to bring peace to your mind. And that therefore it is one of the most important attitudes, understanding to do meditation, because unless you have this understanding, then, you know, you have lots of attachment to lots of people, lots of aversion to lots of people. Then somebody says something good, you can become very happy, and you kind of, you want to act on them, and you want to be very, you know, you expect too much. And then somebody says something negative, you become very upset and, you know, sad, and then you... So when you are in that state of mind, it's very difficult to really get a proper result of meditation in you. Because if you really need to, want to bring a proper meditative state, proper, you know, equilibrium or peace of mind or stability or calmness, then that attitude, that understanding, that stability of your mind is extremely important as a basis. Therefore flee the company of childish people. Does not necessarily say that you have to run away, you know. These moments, these days, you can't really run away from them. It's very difficult or almost impossible to find somebody or some community or even some center, even if it is a Buddhist center or, you know, a monastery or any community where you can't find those kind of people. You know, they are always there, everywhere. So it is impossible that you can run away from them. Even if you, you know, we human beings, some people, yes, go away and stay in solitude, in caves, you know, in retreats, some people do, and that's good. But there also, you know, even if you stay in cave, even if you stay alone, you know, how long you do it, and in what way, you know, you could be staying in a cave, and you have lots of attachment to all kind of things, you know, people and things, and, you know, then it doesn't work. It is not about where your body is, it's about how your mind is. So therefore, it is important to understand this. So therefore, how you need to be in company. You know, we humans are social animals. So how we cannot do without people. We have to be with people. So how to act, how to react in our society. This is greet them when you meet with smiles that keep on terms of common courtesy without inviting intimate relations. Like bees that get their honey from the flowers, take only what will serve the practice of the Dharma. Treat everyone like new acquaintances and keep yourself from close familiarity. So whoever you meet, anybody you meet, meet them with gentleness, with kindness, with a smile, wish them well, become your friend, a friendship, mean well, a good heart, good meaning, kindness, compassion. Greet them when you meet with smiles. They keep on terms of common courtesy. And you don't become too attached, too close, too involved. That's what it's saying, common courtesy, without inviting intimate relationships. You know, when you become intimate relationships, or too intimate, then people have lots of expectations from you. You have lots of expectations from them, and then therefore lots of emotions come up, and therefore of course you can also be friends, you can be kind, you can be to some extent intimate, good relationship, but not too much expectation, too much attachment, too much, because the things change, and everybody has negative emotions. Everybody is changing, so your friend, a very, very good friend today, can become upset with you and treat you as your enemy tomorrow because you didn't do something that they expected you to do. And then you get very upset, you get very unhappy, you get very disturbed. And this happens very often. That's also not good. This is not good for you. And then sometimes you expect this, people or person, that they will react in a certain way. They will return your, appreciation, your love, your kindness, and they don't do that. And then you get also upset. They got also upset. All problems, all relationship problems come because of this attachment, this expectation. So therefore, when you understand this and when you deeply have that, then you can be friend with everybody. You can be close with everybody. But you don't need to be, you can also let them be. You can also let them do. You can also let them go. You can also let them change You can also, you don't have to cling to them. They don't have to cling to you. And so therefore, you know, the relationship never gets spoiled. You cannot have your relationships go wrong because you are, you know, stable yourself. You don't fight with them. There's nothing to fight. If they don't agree with you, okay. If they don't do what you want, okay. You know, if they don't do what you expect, okay. So, you know, you don't need to fight. There's nothing to fight. There's nothing. And then sometimes people, you know, are very friendly with you, and then again they go away, they are not very friendly with you. Okay, doesn't matter. And then one day they come back and they are again very friendly with you. So, okay, that's very nice. You continued. It's nothing changed for you. It's okay, same thing. So therefore, you know, like bees that gather honey from the flowers. The bees go from flower to flower and they get the essence of the flower, but they also give flower what the flower needs to bloom. So the bees help flower helps bees, and both are benefited. But they don't harm each other. Bees don't cling to one flower. Flower doesn't cling to the bee, you know. They help each other. They do whatever is needed to help each other, but they don't attach to each other. They don't cling to each other. The bees go from flower to flower, and flowers, you know, get what the bees bring, and then, you know, like bees that get the honey from flowers, take only what will serve the practice of them. So, whatever you can give to the people that you are close with, or in relationship, or in some kind of contact with, give fully and, you know, generously and, you know, completely what you can. Be very kind, very happy, very helpful, very, you know, whatever help you can give, give them. And if they give you nice, kind goodness, they you take also. And then you have very good relationship, but don't get too much stuck, so that that relationship doesn't get spoiled. Everyone, like new acquaintances, keep yourself from. So, when you have a new acquaintance, a new friend, you know, you are very nice, you are very kind, there is no problem, there is no hanky-panky, there is no, you know, no difficulties, you know, there is no difficulties, no problems, because you are a good friend. But when you become, you know, a little bit more, then the relationship can become sticky. Not become like that. Remain as a new friend. Remain as, you know, the relationship like between bee and the flower, you know. And keep yourself from close familiarity, or keep yourself from getting stuck. Keep yourself from getting, you know, too much attached, too much, what can you say, too much clinging, you know. And so when this happens, then it is, you can have very good relationships with everybody, because you don't impose anything on them. And also because you know that you can't expect too much from anybody, so you never get totally disappointed by anybody. So therefore, you never get annoyed with anybody. So there is good relationships. So this is the standard number 16, and I think I stop here. And the Tibetan is Teta dātun kēnta pa tīna pōngwān jarāsī. Tē chūn dātun mā jirā dāchū tētā mā jibī sīlī tōni chōvāshū. Tē nā gāwī ngīshī tē, tē nīsē nī tōni mā jirā. Tā mā pāsān lē pār shā pōngwī mē tō tō sī kī, chū chū tō tō mō. Ngā lā ngā jī mā tō kī, rīpa mē pār nē pār shā. Thank you.